For the latest in Christian music news, it's time for the TCM update with Cam Want.
There's been a lot to process in 2016, from the deaths of the most loved pop culture icons to the rise of a fundamentally different social and political American landscape. But how do we make sense of where we've been, where we are, and where we're heading as Aussies? As talking heads continue to present the news and social media transforms into a vortex of hate, lies, and half-formed opinions, where can we find some sort of solace? For many, no place, digitally or otherwise, feels comfortable. I'd like to believe that it's by no coincidence that 2016 has been one of the best years for Christian music in recent memory. And according to Aaron Gilmet from Koorong, several Christian artists have come through with masterpieces.
Well, I must tell you, we have been blessed this year with some real high-quality music. When I look back, it's amazing to see how many great records have been released. In praise and worship, there were not one, not two, but three great albums from Hillsong: Young and Free's Youth Revival, United's Of Dirt and Grace, which is one of the most breathtaking worship films I've ever seen, and of course, Hillsong Worship's brand new live album, Let There Be Light. Another bestseller and one of my personal favorites is Chris Tomlin's new album, Never Lose Sight. It's raw, honest, powerful. There's so much to love about the album and the lead single, Jesus. And one of the biggest surprises of the year was Elevation Worship's Heroes in Heaven, an absolutely amazing album from start to finish. Rounding out praise and worship is Bethel Music's absolutely solid double live album, Have It All, Planet Shakers with Overflow, Wren Collective's As Family We Go, Jesus Culture with Let It Echo, and All Sons and Daughters, Poets and Saints. In the world of pop and rock, I think the two standout bestsellers of the year, and certainly big hits with music consumers as well, were Lauren Daigle's How Can It Be, taking home multiple Dove Award honors, and the new live album from Casting Crowns, The Very Next Thing. And there were plenty of other highlights, including Brit Nicole with her brand new self-titled album, Toby Mac with his new Hits Deep live record, The Newsboys with Love Riot, Switchfoot returned with Where the Light Shines Through, Jordan Feliz impressed on his debut, The River, Need to Breathe's Hard Love featured plenty of infectious hooks, and Skillet rocked the house with Unleashed.
We'll always remember 2016 as the year the world changed, and when we do, we'll remember the year was left more bearable and more beautiful thanks to the artists highlighted in Aaron's report. I'm Cam Want, wishing you a happy and safe new year from Woodlands Media and the team at the TCM Update.